Well, this is Dr. Stan back here once again at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources, and he provides various things that people would need in case of emergencies. He's certainly one of the supporters of our ministry, and I'd like to put him on from time to time because not only he has some things that I think you might want to get, but also he has a good sound understanding of where we face today. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Doctor?
Fine. And, of course, one of the things that Bob has to do with the threat of nuclear warfare. Would you like to tell him a little bit about the nuke alert? Because although we think of nuclear warfare as something that just couldn't happen, why would you think it couldn't happen here in America? If God is just, he's going to bring a terrible judgment on this country, and all we could do is perhaps try to protect ourselves, our family, and our friends and our neighbors. And if we're not prepared, do you honestly think that the people in government who go right along with this population control agenda are going to be really concerned about what happens to you if the unthinkable should come to pass? Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about that, Bob?
Well, you know, I was watching Fox News about 6-8 months ago, and they were talking about the Russian missing Russian nuclear weapons, and actually one of the inspectors who was over there, U.S. inspectors who was over there, as we decommissioned, were paying them to decommission their older warheads, said that the soldiers had not been paid in so long that that the place they were decommissioning the warheads, when he showed up, they were actually being paid and there was food there. And he said there were 20, what he described as 20 physics packages, that's the part that goes boom, left unattended. I mean, he just said they were just totally unattended. You know, we read about that, read about backpack nuclear weapons missing. We read about the tons and tons of low-level radioactive waste that is missing. And we read about the fact that a nuclear power plant in this country could be breached, you know, many different ways, with a missile, with a plane. So really, the nuclear threat is out there, whether it's an intercontinental ballistic missile, a theater-wide ballistic missile, a bomb that has been smuggled into our country, or low-level radioactive waste that's just spewed out with a conventional explosive, or a containment building of a nuclear power plant that becomes ruptured. And the nuclear material then, that would probably be one of the worst scenarios, actually, is to have the nuclear power plant ruptured, because if the water supply to cool it was not there, it would, you know, they have the China syndrome thing, and the core melts at 5,000 degrees, and then it bores into the earth and hits water and creates a radioactive cloud that goes wherever the wind takes it. So, yeah, we at Ready Made Resources, we have quite a few different ways to detect radiation. Now, not everybody wants to carry a Geiger counter around with them, because it's kind of like, you know, people would ask questions, what are you doing? They'd be calling the police on you, going, this guy over there, what's he doing with that thing? But, you know, we have a company that makes a little keychain-sized radiation meter. And the meter is about the size of a car door opener, you know, the little buttons you push on it. It's graduated so that how many beeps it makes tells you how much radiation is in the area, and there's a little chart on the back of it that tells you this. So if it beeps once or if it beeps 10 times, it's a different amount of radiation. And again, you can put it on your keychain. It's pretty much, I've had one on there for 2 years. Nobody's ever asked me what that is. They just presume it's a car door opener.
Hold that thought right there, because we're going to be back in just a moment when we bring on some other stations. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Bob Griswold from many ready-made resources. And Bob actually has catalogs, and he has all sorts of things that you might need if the unthinkable should happen, and we should have some sort of a major catastrophe, or whether we should have a nuclear war, or whether we should have certainly the dirty bomb, or maybe a nuclear power plant if we go down. But how would you even know if there really was a problem? Would you wait around for the government to tell you? Of course, if you knew it was happening, there are lots of things you can do to protect yourself. You certainly should have some potassium iodate tablets around. But you need to know what's really happening, and you need to know if it's just something serious or something very minor, and you also need to know when it's past or if it's increasing. So why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about this nuke alert that you offer through ready-made resources.
Well, again, it's about the size of a keychain car door opener, and it's so people really, when you carry it around with you, it's not something that you're carrying a big Geiger counter around with you. It fits on your keychain. As I was saying before the break, I've had one on my keychain for about 2 years, and nobody's ever asked me what it is because they presume it's a car door opener. So it's graduated to that as the radiation increases, the amount of times it beats in a row increases, and there's a little diagram on the back that shows you, so you'll know. It really doesn't take a lot of training with any kind of radiation device to learn how to use this thing. There is a little booklet that comes with it. Nice thing about it, it has a battery in it that lasts for 10 years, so you don't have to worry about changing batteries. It's there when you need it, 24/7, 365 days a year. Again, you know, during the Three Mile Island thing with the nuclear power plant, the people around Three Mile Island weren't told that the meltdown was only about 500 degrees away from happening. The core got to about 4,500 degrees. It melts down at 5,000 degrees. All along, they were being told that everything is okay, that there's no problem. We've got the problem under control. Well, if it's something that had happened, it would have been a disaster for everybody living in that area. All we have to do is look at what happened at Chernobyl and realize the birth defects that have occurred from that. And actually, there's a dead zone around that, and it's still a very active core there. That just they put it in a concrete sarcophagus that they call it, but it's still leaking out. It's polluting the groundwater, and people who live around there are still suffering the effects of it. So what the nuke alert does is it tells you that there's radiation present. That allows you to create distance between you and the radiation, to seek shielding like a basement, and to start taking potassium iodate to protect your thyroid gland. Again, for the people who call tonight from the program, we're going to give a 15% discount on it. So it's normally $159, but you'll get 15% off.
Hold that thought, because we're going to bring some more stations on here, Bob. Okay. It's a little complicated here. We'll
No problem.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob Griswold is just talking a little bit about this nuke alert. You put it right on your keychain. It looks like one of these little gadgets that you have for opening your car, by radio waves. But actually, it's a small Geiger counter. Well, it's not a Geiger counter, but it's a radiation meter. And you were just saying that you have a special offer for people if they want to get one?
Yeah, from people who are listening to the program tonight, they can get 15% off. Now, that's only for people who are listening to the program. So if you call in, just mention that, you know, I heard on Dr. Stan's program and I want my 15% discount, and you can get it from there. So, but again, you know,
Why don't you put out your telephone number?
Okay. Yeah, now I'm going to ask people to call me after the show, so I'm going to write it down, because I right now the girl who normally works when I'm working has had to take off. So call me after the show and I'll be glad to talk to anybody who calls, but it's 800-627-3809. Again, 800-627-3809. We also have a catalog we mail out. Or if anybody wants to visit our website, they can order it right on the website. And I will give them the 15% off, even though the website doesn't give you the capability of doing it. I will knock 15% off of it when I process the order. It's readymaderesources.com. That's all one word, lowercase, readymaderesources.com. But, you know, Dr. Stan, we were talking, I think we did a program a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the inevitability of judgment on this country. And with mathematical certainty, certain things are always constant. You know, no matter where you go in the universe, math is math. 2 + 2 = 4. And that's what I just want to reiterate again to people listening, is the fact, with mathematical certainty, God's judgments will come upon a nation that does what we do. The homosexuality, the abortion, the divorce, the pornography, you know, the greed, the murder that we commit, and it goes unrepentant. There's a certain consequence for this type of behavior, and we won't escape. And the Word of God makes it very clear that sudden destruction comes. It's just not something that just happens slowly, so we can get, you know, prepare. When the big event happens, it is going to overtake the inhabitants of the world, and they're going to be totally unequipped for it. And only God's people, just like Noah, have the ability to be warned ahead of time and do something about it. Not only, I mean, the material things we can do are important because we have families and things like that we want to protect, but spiritually to get ready for these types of things that are coming. You know, we say it so many times that it's the proverbial frog in the water being boiled slowly, but we say it so many times I think it doesn't have an effect anymore. People go, well, when do you think it's going to happen? And I say, my gosh, stand back and look what has happened in our nation. Since I grew up, if I may indulge myself here another minute or two, I have a home ec book from 1967. And in that home ec book, it shows family structures, women in home, children, people going to church, civic duty, women dressed like women, men dressed like men. It shows all these things that we, as people my age, grew up with of normal family, you know. And that was expected. That was normal. And in the short 30 years, 30 plus years since then, our society is completely morally unraveled to where today, if you stand against homosexuality, something wrong with you. If you don't believe in all these deviant behaviors, you're the person with the problem, not the person with the deviant behavior. You know, someone was making a comment about what's going on in these prisons in Iraq. It's kind of like, well, we're just teaching them what American values are. And he was doing it tongue in cheek, but you know, the people who are condemning this are the very people who practice the things that are being done. Who would have thought in our nation that we would have fallen so fast, so quickly? That's my thoughts on it. And God's judgment's inevitable.
Well, I hate to say it, but I certainly agree with you. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And unless you're involved, you're part of the problem. And that's where we are today. And I'm not telling you who to vote for in the coming election. I'm just asking you what you do. Are you involved at all in the political process? Are you involved in educating? Are you looking at alternative political parties? What are you doing to understand what's going on, and not only what's happening politically, but the spiritual forces behind it and the very real secret societies that exist at the highest levels of our government today? There have always been secret societies, and anybody, you know, who's ever been to a college fraternity, I was in a college fraternity, and, you know, I have no compunctions about talking about it and about what I can remember about the rituals. But if you're in Skull and Bones, you never talk about it. You never reveal what it was all about because you're in that for all of your life. And Skull and Bones is entirely different than a college fraternity because you are bonded forever to this occult organization. From the day you enter it until the day you die.
You know, again, and it's God's people. It's ourselves, myself and you, that we need to examine our hearts. And to say, God, what do you want us to do in these times? I have grave doubts if we can stop the train coming down the track now. I think this present evil has to run its course, and it has a purpose. God's purpose will be accomplished. But, you know, I think people who say that they belong to the family of God have to step back and say, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do except play my jet ski, listen to my music, watch TV, eat my potato chips? What do you want me to do with my life? What's my purpose? Because I believe each man and woman has a purpose in life that we're supposed to fulfill. And because America's entertainment industry and just the things we can fill our time with, we never ask ourselves those serious questions of what is expected and required of me. I know as a father, we just adopted a baby a year and a half ago. There's things that are expected of me with that child. I am what the law calls his guardian, which means to guard. And that doesn't mean I have to guard his future as well as I can. That means providing food on the table, knowing that judgment might come. I think of those things. Providing a good spiritual environment for him. And I think as God's people, that's what we really need to do, is step back and say, you know, what do you require of me? It's not an option. It's an obligation of what, you know, he requires of us. And so that's just what I want to encourage people tonight. is to think about those things. What's required of your life? What is God's purpose for your life? Because there is one.
I agree with you, Tony, and I think that it's foolish not to be prepared. We're certainly told in the Scriptures to be prepared, and common sense tells you you should be prepared for some sort of a calamity and just hope and pray it doesn't come. But as I look and see what's happening today, I'm very glad we prepared for Y2K with medical supplies and with food supplies, and many of these things we still have available, and they will be with us if the worst things could possibly happen to America. But I will tell you my personal belief, as we said during the last hour on our nationwide program, I am firmly convinced that the pictures we've been seeing on television over and over and over and over again were taken for the emotional response that they would engender, not only from the American people to put us into a defensive position, but to inflame the people of the Muslim world so that they will be willing to go to war with us. The average Muslim doesn't want to go to war with America. He wants to. There are a few radicals, of course, who do, any more than the average American wants to go to war with the Muslim world. But let me tell you, there are people who want this war, who've been planning this war for a long time, and you know a better way to inflame the Muslims against America than those posed pictures, and they are posed pictures. Look at them. In fact, we even have an article out of the Wall Street Journal talking about how those pictures were posed, and they asked the question, who posed those pictures? Who took the pictures, and why have they been circulated, and why did the government ever allow CBS2 to put those out, to circulate them across the world? They could shut down CBS tomorrow, and they have in the past suppressed all sorts of stories. The average American has never heard of Operation Keel Hull, where we sent 6 million Russians back to Russia after the Second World War to be slaughtered by the communists so that the people would have a feeling there was no escape. People have never heard of Operation Phoenix in South Vietnam, where, of course, between 20 and 40,000 Vietnamese civilians were killed by the CIA because they opposed our policies, and you got paid for killing them by bringing in an ear. How could you suppress a story like that here in the United States? Very simply, you control the media.
Well, you know, Doctor, round two of these pictures are about ready to come out, and from what we hear on the news, the picture is going to be far more graphic, men being sodomized with objects. For the Arab man to be, to be undressed in front of another Arab man is a disgrace. And that's what they're using these pictures to say, we're going to pass them around to your neighbors, and kind of like baseball trading cards thing, you know, we're going to show your neighbors and we're going to show exposure. Well, I mean, this is nothing more than an al-Qaeda recruiting effort.
And, of course, it's being fomented, and it's being coordinated by our own intelligence agency.
No sensible person would do that.
Well, but, of course, if you wanted to inflame the Arabs, if you wanted to get a war going, this is exactly what you'd do.
Exactly. So here we are, we're in this position that, you know, we're faced with, and I've been to the Arab world, and I tell you, most of them, you know, decent people, they're just like you and me. They want to get a paycheck at the end of the week and go home to be with their families. That's what they want. But, you know, this is going to gravely inflame things, and, you know, the world, it's a powder keg, just ready to go off. And so, you know, here we are. 2004, and I think again we have to ask ourselves, how much longer can this hold together with the present conditions we see, the economic morass of just not only nations but everybody, the majority of everybody on the planet is deep in debt. China right now, the average Chinese person is sinking into debt. Well, that's never happened before. The average American is so far into debt, it's unbelievable. And we live in an economy where it costs more to make a nickel than it does to make a $100 bill. What's wrong with that picture?
We're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Bob Griswold. If you're interested in getting one of his catalogs, the number is 800-627-3809. That's 800-627-3809. And they've got all sorts of things that you might very well want to have just in case of an emergency. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Cutting edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan, and don't forget you can get your Miracle Tooth products from Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Robert Griswold, and of course we've been talking about what I fear is coming, and that is a third world war. In fact, I think we are already in it. The incredible thing is that we were attacked by a group of terrorists that were centered in Afghanistan. Instead of finishing the war in Afghanistan, we attacked Iraq because that had always been the plan. And now people are throughout the world realize this. We were there for democracy. We were going to do away with the terrible Saddam Hussein's regime because he was torturing people. And what are people seeing on television throughout the world? The pictures that we released to discredit America, to discredit our way of life, to discredit the Christian religion, they're doing a great job because I believe there's some dark and sinister forces working at the highest echelons of our government who know how to manipulate the people of this country and know how to manipulate and inflame the passions of people in other countries. You know, you can't get a war going until you've got people angry. How did you get the Germans to fight the English and the French during the First World War? Why, you had to inflame them. You had to get them angry. You had to get them to hate one another. That's the only way you're going to get them to kill one another. There was no reason for that war. It was all totally contrived by the people working behind the scenes and the same thing in the Second World War. Most Americans don't know that we financed Adolf Hitler. We have a letter from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writing to Colonel House, talking about how American corporations were financing the German war machine. And he didn't understand why they were doing that, because they couldn't get a profit out of it. I mean, there was no profit to be made because there were exchange controls. They couldn't get any money out. And the poor old American ambassador didn't understand how the game was played. He didn't understand that we were creating the best enemy American and British money could buy. And if you'd like a copy of that letter, we'd be glad to send it to you. Or it's included in our syllabus entitled Iraq, the Untold Story. And you begin to see how this was built up by American corporations and American banks. Do you honestly believe that Adolf Hitler started in the beer halls of Munich in 1933, or suddenly he becomes the leader of Germany, you know, and just 8 years later, he's challenging the whole world. He's taking Alsace-Lorraine and Austria and the Sudetenland. Do you honestly think that he was able to do that without the full support of both the British and the American government? And if you think that, you just don't understand. You've been reading too many of the modern textbooks. You need to read what Professor Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, where he tells how this small group, which was the Front for Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, was known as the Cliveden Set, actually encouraged Adolf Hitler to take Alsace-Lorraine. And the German generals, if you read the book, The German Generals Speak, by Captain Littlejohn, the German general says, you can't do that, Adolf. I mean, you can't do that. We're not strong enough. And Hitler had been encouraged and told to go ahead and do it because he knew he had the support of both the British and the French governments. And he did it, and he got away with it. And then he said he was going to go into Austria, and the German general said, you can't go into Austria. I mean, there's just no way. We do not have that powerful a military. But you see, he knew he was being encouraged by the people in the Cliveden set at every turn to go ahead and do these things. It's all covered in the book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, by Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, a liberal college professor. You read the writings of Samuel Huntington, who is a current professor at Harvard of history, and he will tell you what a great historian Carol Quigley was. Historians all admire him because he explained what was really going on behind the scenes, and Professor Quigley tells you how at each turn these group people were encouraging Adolf Hitler to get the war going. Because, of course, they needed carnage and horror to get the people to be willing to give up their freedom and go into this new world order, the coming world government. Could this be going on again? I believe the Third World War has been planned for a long time, and I think that they've held this off until now because they're following a script. And as incredible as it seems, and we can go into this some other time, going into the writings of people who back in 1906 were talking about the First World War, and in 1933 H.C. Wells said exactly how the Second World War was going to be going. And of course our friend Bill Snevelin was told by a Satanist, Manly P. Hall, how the Third World War would come about. A beginning, of course, just about the time that it began. Well, there are lots of stories, but we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. Our guest is Robert Griswold. We'll welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I hope that many of you will want to get Professor Quigley's book, Suppressed for Many Years. Somebody who actually bought up the publisher and destroyed the place to the first half of the book so it couldn't be republished. We have it. It's available through Radio Liberty. You need to get the facts. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and understand that there really are secret societies, ladies and gentlemen. You better understand because the life or the life of your family may be at stake.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I want to remind you we do carry the Big Berkey water filters, and they actually come in, the Big Berkey is made of stainless steel, and it has ceramic filters filled with activated carbon, and you put the water in the top, it goes through the filters, comes out the bottom, it's simply gravity feed, nothing exciting about it, but it works in very well, and it takes up mostly herbicides and pesticides and bacteria, and it cleans up the taste of the water. A lot of people just love these. It's been used by missionaries for 150 years. I've talked to people, you know, who've been missionaries, who've used these, and they swear by them, and they've compared them with the other filters that are available, and the Big Berkey wins hands down. Now, the Big Berkey is $279 plus shipping. It's available in every state in the Union except California and Iowa. However, in California, we are able to offer the Berkey Light, which is made of Lexan, and that's why we got it, because it's, you can actually see the water levels. You can't see it through the stainless steel. The filters here are really much more efficient. However, they have to be replaced every 2 to 3 years. They're called Black Berkey filters, and they take out literally all the herbicides and pesticides and the bacteria, and they take out some of the fluoride, but if you really want to get the fluoride out, with either of the filters, you have to get the post filters, and of course they'll take out the arsenic, the lead, and the MTBE. Actually, the Black Berkey filters will take out MTBE, but this is how you get the fluoride out. And you've got fluoride in the water, you want to get it out. It is not safe for you. It attacks your fertility, your mind, your endocrine system, produces cancer, and the tragedy is these wicked people know it. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. The Berkey Light's $199. Give us a call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here with Bob Griswold. And Bob, don't you carry food and all sorts of things that people would use, for emergency situations?
Yes, we have, we have the dehydrated and the freeze-dried foods, but in any kind of package that will fit any budget or any size family, just a month or two all the way up to four people for a year. Think of the things you need. You just mentioned the water filter. You can live healthily about 3 days without water. You will drink polluted water if that's all you have to drink. People will drink salt water if that's all they have to drink. So, you have the choice. With the water supply in this nation, terribly vulnerable to what they call an act of terrorism, just the CDC itself admits that 7 to 8 million people a year get sick just drinking tap water. So, the water filter is really an essential part of someone's really preparedness effort. So it's not that much for you, $279. You get the ability to drink clean drinking water. Again, the fluoride, the heavy metals, the MTBE, all the things that have been put into our environment, with the modern era, this takes out most of them. So again, if you want to keep healthy, I think that's one of the first things you need to do is have good clean drinking water. I know we use it every day. We don't drink tap water. Any water we drink has been filtered. So that, the food supply, Again, we have a lot of, you know, if you get our catalog, we have books, a lot of self-help books telling people what, how to do things. We have the chemical protection equipment, the mask, the suits, all that stuff in case the worst happens, the radiation meters. And we also really specialize in alternate energy. You know, somebody says, well, I can't afford a big system. No, you might not be able to. Some people can, some people can't. But the ability to even to recharge batteries so that you can listen to shortwave. We have battery chargers for $20 that you can put your D and A and, you know, batteries in, stick it out in the sun, and charge batteries so that you can keep in touch. Or a little small inverter that will run a TV set. All these things are in our catalog. People can call us, again, after the show at 800-627-3809. We'll mail it out to them. We have the special going on the Nuke Alert tonight at 159 minus the 15% for people who are listening to this program. But I think you emphasize the thing with water, Doctor. I don't think people, we take it for granted. But, you know, if anybody's ever become sick, Cryptosporidium, Giardia, if they've ever become sick with a waterborne disease, they never want to have it happen to them a second time.
No, I know. Montezuma's revenge is pretty horrible.
It is.
Let's go to Ben, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. I have two brief questions for your esteemed guest, and I'm praying and hoping he can tell me that I'm absolutely crazy. But I think that anybody that flies commercial airlines within the territory of the United States in either September or October has got to be nuts.
All right, you're thinking there's going to be a terrorist attack before the end of the year.
Being planned in the Office of Special Programming in the Pentagon balls as we're speaking. Here's my second question, and I hope I'm nuts. I think that this administration, with the polls showing them that they've got no chance of stealing any more than they've already stolen, I'm thinking that there may not be an election, a free and open election on November 2nd of, for, and by we the people. Please tell me I'm crazy.
Well, the second question I'll address, there's not a free and open election anyhow. You know, you got candidate A or candidate B of the same party.
Yeah, Skull and Bones 1 and Skull and Bones 2.
Yeah, I mean, there is not an open election. Go try to vote for Pat Buchanan, see how much chance he has to get elected, or a constitutionalist. There's no chance those people will be elected. Anybody who wants to uphold good moral values, uphold the Constitution of the United States, acknowledge that we were founded as a Christian nation, has no chance of being elected. So it is a closed election. You know, you have, you can flip the coin. It doesn't matter.
You think it'll be allowed, though?
Oh, yeah, sure. Because they want to keep us thinking that we can change things by the electoral process. So whether you get Skull and Bones member A or Skull and Bones member B,
yes.
And both of them, of course, controlled by people from the CFR. George Bush is surrounded by people from the CFR. John Kerry belongs to the CFR.
Yep.
And they all tie, they're separate branches of these secret societies, but they all have a common goal, and that is a one-world government and a new-world religion.
See our loved ones and families scrubbing for water and food and dying and some diseases. So are we going to let our country go that easily? Are
well,
we going to stand up and fight like
now,
men?
Sir.
Well, Ben, we're doing everything we can.
Thank you, sir.
Doing what you're doing and keep telling people to listen to our programs. Okay?
Hey, believe me, I'm your best advertisement.
I know you are. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay,
Doctor,
fine.
I'd like to just say we already have let it go. People that should have made a difference all along when prayer was taken out of the schools, when abortion was made legal, we complained about it, but nobody has really done enough to change it. It has marched on relentlessly. So every time one of our God-given and transcendent rights has been removed, the ability to mention Jesus Christ. A politician had to apologize the other day because at the end of a prayer at some public gathering he said in Jesus' name, and he had to apologize to every other group in the world.
Well, I certainly wouldn't have. In fact, we do it all the time here.
Well, I know, but I mean, just
well, I suppose we buy our time.
We've given it away.
I know. But, you know, there are an awful lot of good people out there, Bob. And
yes.
If I didn't think there were an awful lot of good people who love God and love America, well, I wouldn't be wasting my time doing what I'm doing. We just have to mobilize. We have to point out, look, there's a fine Christian gentleman who's running. His name is Michael Perutka. He's running on the Constitution Party ticket. and he is going to be on most of the ballots in this country, probably far more ballots than Ralph Nader will. But Ralph Nader is going to get all the play, and you will never hear on most of the media any mention of Michael Perutka. And if you can't get any mention in the media, why, you can't get people to vote for you, since they control both the liberal and the conservative branches of the media. Why, they will not allow anybody to hear about him. He doesn't have the money to get on television, but if people are interested, why, we'll be having Michael on, certainly on our program in the future. You can go to his website at Perutka2004.com. That's Perutka2004.com, or if you'd like more information on it. But the fact that you're not hearing about a man who is a Christian, who is a constitutionalist, who has set up the Institute of the Constitution to teach people about the Constitution, the fact he is getting the conspiracy of silence simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
You know, I think you're right. I think if the majority of people had the option of voting for a candidate that believed in constitutional values, I believe overwhelmingly you would see a groundswell of tens of millions of Americans voting for him. And it would really say something to the power brokers, but the fact that you mentioned he will not have any airtime, you will go to the poll and you will go, who's this guy? Our good, D, bad mentality, and that's what we'll be. And yet it is. It's a shame, because there are a lot of good people out there that have the founding fathers' intent at heart, that will uphold our religious heritage. And again, they won't be able to have any viable chance of being elected.
Well, you know, I really was rather encouraged by the exit polls after the last gubernatorial election, when we had Tom McClintock, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Bruce DeMatte running. Now, the media told you that Tom McClintock couldn't win. He couldn't win. Arnold had the charisma, he had the money, he had the ability actually to win, and he, of course, was a good conservative, even though he's part of the Kennedy family, and he was backed by the George Shultz and by who was the other gentleman, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is a lifelong Democrat, and this is the man who's backing our Republican candidate for governor. Well, what was so interesting is at the exit polls, they asked the people, who does he vote for? Well, 54% voted for Schwarzenegger. I think 13 or 14% voted for McClintock, and
yeah,
I don't know, maybe 35% voted for Bruce DeMatte. But then they asked him, if you'd had your real choice, who would you have liked to have voted for? And 53 or 54% said they'd like to have voted for McClintock, but they were convinced he couldn't win. Who convinced him? The media convinced him, because the entire media in California and throughout this country is controlled, and they manipulate and they control what people think. What we have to do is get people to turn off their television, or if they're going to listen to it, instead of believing what they're seeing, ask the question, why are they telling me this? How are they trying to influence my perception of the world? And once people can begin to challenge what they see on television, what they hear on the radio, what they read in their magazines and newspapers, only then will they be free. Only then can they join us in this struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure.
You know, my father raised me, both my parents raised me with a principle that it's a principle of logic, it's a principle of math, and my dad used to say, when presented with a suggestion or presented with an idea, always invert. And what he means by that is always take it and turn it around the other way. Instead of multiplying it together, divide it and see what you come up with. And look at it from the opposite angle. If they're telling you to go this way, why don't they want me going that way, is what you should be asking. Now, that's not always the case, but we should always look at that option. And so when they're saying somebody can't win, why don't they want them to win? And those are the things that I think Christian people we can do. And if we do that, again, we can make a difference. We can forestall the powers that be that want to bring the darkness over our nation. And that's just one thing, this program helps to do.
Well, you know, what's really so interesting to me is that I did a radio program in Las Vegas this morning, the Lou Epton Show. And it was amazing how many people called in, and they could see how these pictures of the torture are being used to inflame the Arab world and, of course, to disillusion the American people. And these people were spontaneously coming out with this. Now, of course, I suspect Lou Hupton's done a pretty good job educating his audience, but talking here even on the last hour, how many of our listeners can see through this. And I'm just hoping, if you're out there in the listening audience, begin asking the people that you run into, why did they take those pictures? They were obviously staged pictures. Who ordered those pictures? Well-lighted, posed pictures. Who ordered them? And why did our government allow CBS2 to publish them put that out? Because if they had wanted to stop it, they would have stopped it. And so the question is, why didn't they? And the very obvious answer is, they wanted that information out, and that's the reason it got out. Don't think for one minute Viacom is an independent organization, is part of the establishment that goes right along with all the other major networks in this manipulation and control. So, you know, I'm encouraged. I think there are more and more people waking up. I just hope and pray they wake up in time.
It's, again, you take those pictures and you ask, you know, what's the opposite of what's the opposite of what's obvious? And because they want to try to make it obvious that this is abuse, but the fact is, again, the pictures are rehearsed, they're staged, they're well lit. And again, when round one has its effect, we let round two go, that's even more vile, so that even offends our sensibilities more. I can imagine what's going to happen when these pictures hit the Arab world of these Arab men being sodomized with, different types of objects. It's going to have the exact consequence it's supposed to have.
Yeah, right, and it's about time that people understood that. I understand we are being manipulated. They want to demoralize and disillusion the American people. They're doing a good job of that, and they want to inflame the Arab people, and they're doing a good job of that. And so if you understand what they're doing, it really all makes sense. If you think any of it's logical or it's just as it appears to be, why, you're incredibly naive. Well, Bob, let's get your telephone number out there again. So if people would like to call you when we get through with the program, they can.
Okay. Again, they can call me at 800-627-3809. And I'd just like to say, you know, if you, it doesn't have to be just to buy something. If you want to just discuss issues that you might be facing as far as, you know, how to prepare. Not only can I, you know, we live a pretty much self-reliant lifestyle, but also my website has a lot of good information on it. If you go to the readymaderesources.com and then you go under important information links, there's first aid manuals, there's how to clean water naturally, how to make a solo distiller, all things that you can download for free there just by visiting my website. But again, if you have questions concerning what you should do, feel free to call 800-627-3809.
And you've got some inexpensive solar setups, and they're not going to run a diesel engine, but they do a pretty good job, won't they?
Again, yes. Keep in mind that your shortwave radio runs on maybe double A or C or D batteries. For $15, $20, you can buy a charger that you just stick in the sun and recharge batteries so that you can continue to listen to shortwave radio if the power goes off.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope that, of course, when they're listening to shortwave, they'll be listening to Radio Liberty. What other things would you have in your catalog that might be of interest to our listeners? Don't you have certain things in case of a gas attack? Some of these things that they have, listed, gas masks, other things like that. You hate to think of that, but doesn't do any harm to have a few things like that just around at hand in case there were a problem.
Well, you know, the government supposedly has stockpiled, all these gas masks and protective equipment that, mysteriously will show up in the event of an attack. I don't know how they're going to get them on, if there's a gas attack in a subway, I don't know how they get them into the subway within the 5 to 10 seconds that you'll need to get them before you die. I haven't figured that one out yet. But there are protective devices out today that are, you can carry with you, you can put in a briefcase so it's not like you're carrying a gas mask bag. You can carry it with you. They're protective devices for your babies and infants that you can put in. Excuse me. We don't think of that sometimes. If you have newborn infants, what do you do? If you live in a big city and there's an attack, well, the Israelis have not only gas masks for their citizens, but they also have these protective devices for young children and newborns.
They have protection for all of their citizens. The Russians have protection for all of their citizens. They have an extensive civilian defense system. We have absolutely no effective civilian defense system. We used to have 400 portable field hospitals here in the United States in case of a major disaster. They're all gone today. We have no defense. We have no civilian defense. We don't even have an anti-missile defense system here.
Well, Doctor, we have a defense for our leaders.
Oh, yes, I know.
They have their bunkers. I wonder why they feel like they need bunkers and we don't.
Well, I think it's so interesting that all Dick Cheney's neighbors are complaining because of the explosions underneath his house, because they're blasting out a massive bunker. It looks like they put half of all of his relatives and friends in there, but they don't have bunkers for the rest of the people. So why do they have them for the elite and not for us common folks? Russia and in China, they have them because they want to maintain their population. Here in the United States, this has been done away with completely. We have no anti-ballistic missile system. The Russians have 7,000 warheads, and we have 20 missiles that aren't going to work because they don't have nuclear warheads on them like they used to. Back in 1970, we were able to build an anti-ballistic system that worked. Today, we can't build an anti-ballistic missile system that will work, because we're not smart enough to do it. I wonder why the Russians could build it. Why the Americans could build it back in 1970, but we can't build one today, and I'd like to suggest that they're leaving our country open for a nuclear attack. Well, thanks very much for being with us, Bob. Again, that number is 800-627-3809. Is that right?
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back here in just a moment to wrap up this program here at Radio Liberty.
That will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to mention there's going to be a conspiracy conference over in the Santa Clara area. It's going to be on the weekend, the 29th and 30th of May, and, of course, Joyce Riley is going to be there, Len Horowitz, Rodney Stitch, Eric Hoffmeister, a lot of the people we've had as a guest on our program. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be speaking, but I think you may find that it's going to be a very interesting program. There'll be a few people there that I would tend to disagree with, but I think that overall the speakers are going to be excellent. So if you'd like to know more about the conspiracy conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. We actually had a gentleman who's going to be speaking there. It was Clifford Carnicom. He was on my program last night talking on the chemtrails. He had a lot of information I had never heard before, and believe me, I've talked to a lot of people about it. He did an excellent job, and I think you'll enjoy Clifford Carnicom's information on the chemtrails, what they're really up to, because this is not imaginary. This is a super secret program put on by the elite, and I think it has sinister purposes. So all of these things will be discussed at the Conspiracy Conference. You can go to their website at conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. Or you can call them at 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Overall, it looks like a great lineup of speakers. And as they say, we'll have a table there if you want to get some of our products. Why, Steve will be over there, and you can come and stop by and say hello to us, or talk to Joyce Riley or Rodney Stitz or the others. So remember, that's conspiracycon.com, 209-832-0999. Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with us that there is a spiritual battle going on today, that most people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about secret societies and subversive movements. They don't want to talk about the fact that there really are wicked people who are in positions of power in our government today and would actually stage those pictures or have them staged, that these people work within our CIA and within our intelligence units and would certainly use torture and terrible things and do these to other human beings in the name of course, fighting terrorism. And yet, if you go into the background of the terrorist movement, you'll find that back in the 1980s, the CIA was printing copies of the Quran and circulating them among the Islamic warriors to bring them into this radical Islamic movement, that the USAID spent $51 million on textbooks to indoctrinate the Islamic youth in this. And if you would like a verification of that, you give us a call. We'll send you the article out of the Washington Post. It's called The ABCs of Jihad, How They Use the Educational System to Promote the Islamic Terrorism. And now we're torturing the people because they've embraced some of these ideas, or maybe they didn't even embrace them. Maybe they were just picked up randomly and horribly mistreated. But this is the sort of thing that happens when you have evil people in positions of power, and some of the same dark and sinister spiritual forces that energize the Nazi movement are alive and well in America today, which is why the OSS and the CIA helped so many of the Nazis to escape to South America. If you haven't read the book, the Medusa File by Craig Roberts, you need to get that. And of course, you need to get my interviews with Linda Hunt going into the Operation Paperclip, how we helped the Nazis to escape to South America. Now, not you and I, but the people working within the Central Intelligence Agency, because there is an occult side to the CIA. There's a dark side there, as well as, I've seen some people who really believe in America, but some of them are there because, of course, they're evil and wicked people. Well, you need to get this information. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to get it and read it and study it. You need to get the video. Well, the video is the same story, but some people would prefer the video or the audio tape. You can get them all together for $29.95. You can get the book for $12.95. Your job is to get the information and then help us get the information and the truth out across America. We hope that many of you will want to go to our website at radioliberty.com, see the items we carry. We actually carry the big Berkey items and the Berkey Light items, and you can get those to us. If you get them to us, you'll get a free four-tape set or a free video. We hope that you'll tell others about our website at radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll tell others about our radio programs and encourage them to listen. You have our permission to copy any of the videos we've made, to copy any of the four-tape sets or audio tapes we've made, to copy my newsletters and get the information out across America while we can still disseminate the truth before the hand of tyranny descends in the name, of course, of fighting those wicked Islamic terrorists. Well, if there's really Islamic terrorists out there, why is the administration doing everything they can to block the arming of the airline pilots, or block having marshals on every plane, or block efforts to protect our planes from surface-to-air missiles, or so many things that they're not doing? Why aren't they trying to close our borders if they're really worried about Islamic terrorism? Or maybe it's all a facade. Maybe it is simply to convince the American people that there is an enemy out there so they can justify taking away our freedom. I've talked to high-ranking military officers that told me that they're not concerned about the Islamic threat in America because it's being well overplayed. And if there are another terrorist threat in America, I'm sure, once again, it will be allowed to happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if the American people don't turn back to God, I fear we're going to see God's wrath on this wicked nation. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, when we're back with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you. And remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.